Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Thank you very much for joining us. And if you've been hanging around with us already this morning, welcome. Thank you for being here. And if you just got here, welcome aboard. Ron Sperano is our guest. Dr. Ron Sperano is the program director of mobile market development at IBM Corporation. And he's the guy that's in charge of their Wi-Fi activity. And this is his second visit with us. This is a series that we're doing with him on the applications, the value, the excitement that I feel about Wi-Fi and about wireless computing. And he's been talking to us about that. And today we got some other things we're going to talk about. Not only we're going to talk just a little, we're going to review a little bit, Ron, about Wi-Fi, just to bring people up to date a little bit on it. And then we're going to talk about securities issues. Ron Sperano, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back, Ron. Let's do just a little review and talk about Wi-Fi, what it is, and how people are using it. Wi-Fi stands for wireless fidelity, right?
Correct. It is the easiest way to think about Wi-Fi is that it's simply wireless Ethernet. It's a wireless technology that is controlled by the IEEE, and it just removes the Ethernet cable from from the wall to your client device, your desktop, mm-hmm. or to your laptop. And what it allows you to do, as long as there are access points, and the access points are what bridge your notebook or your ThinkPad to the back-end service, as long as there are access points around your location, then you can literally walk from office to office, walk around your campus without losing connectivity. And this is high-speed connectivity.
Yeah.
Up to a maximum of 11 megabits per second. So it's a way of allowing you, the user, not to be tethered to any wired network, and to bring your notebook, your ThinkPad, to where the work actually is. You are never disconnected from the network, and that's a very, very impressive model, and a very compelling model.
Well, it's a very productive tool, too, because, Ron, as you know, this year I bought an IBM T30 ThinkPad, and with wireless. And I remember, you know, I've told this story that I said, well, you know, I really didn't need wireless at the time, and I said, should I spend the extra, you know, $100 or whatever it was to have it installed in my system? And I thought, well, I'll go ahead and get it wireless enabled so I can add it later. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, why don't I just go ahead and do it, and that way, you know, whatever I need, it'll just be ready. Well, folks, I know I've told you this before, but I love this story. Before I got it, before it actually came, I had figured out why I needed it. And by the time it got here, I was wireless. I mean, I had the capability. And I literally do what you said. I walk around my building with my laptop and with this ThinkPad in my hands. I take it in the conference room when somebody comes to the office and we're working on a project. Especially if it's online, I'll take it in the conference room, just walk in there with it and spin it around and show people what I'm talking about.
It's what we call an enabling technology. It allows users to do things that they wouldn't necessarily do before, and especially has an application in small, medium business. Instead of having to run a dedicated Ethernet line to every workstation, every desktop, every user you have in your office, you might get away with just having one access point that
right.
is actually tethered to the to your servers, and everyone else is wireless. You can create a wireless LAN rather inexpensively compared to pulling cable for every desktop that you have in your office.
It actually, in addition to whatever it costs for your computers to become wireless, the actual wireless router is what, probably $150 or so?
That's on the high side.
Yeah. Probably.
And on the computer, a wireless, what we call PC card, is $40, $50, and it's less than that when it's integrated. So the cost has come down substantially. So the only issues that really revolve around whether I should deploy a wireless LAN or not are two. It's what's my return on investment, which we covered last last time. And that return is savings in a wired network pulling cable compared to not pulling cable.
And also versatility, giving you the ability to move if you need to without taking your having to take your network with you.
Absolutely. The productivity piece, being allowed to always be connected, always have that piece of information that you need in a meeting, never hearing that statement when you're in a meeting, oh, that's back at my desk, I don't know that answer, I have to get to you later.
Exactly.
Right there. And the other issue, what we're going to talk about later on, or in a few minutes here, is security.
Right. Hang on to that thought, Ron, because folks, when we come back, that's a big issue, it's a security issue, and we're going to talk about that. I've got some examples for myself there that I want to talk about, and that's coming up right after these messages. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Ron Sperano. He's with IBM. We're back. It's 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Tony Paradiso is going to join us, and we're going to talk about human resources issues. And also, after Tony, we'll be talking with Floyd Hurt. And you know what happens when Floyd joins us. We have to buckle our seatbelts because it'll be a wild ride when Floyd joins us. And there's no telling what he'll want to talk about, but it will be fun. It will be informative. And then after Floyd, we'll be visiting with Joan Pride, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Right now, we're visiting with our good friend, Dr. Ron Sperano, who's program director of mobile marketing for IBM's personal computer division. And we're talking about Wi-Fi, wireless fidelity. 802.11b is the one that I use, Ron, but there's actually A and at least one other, isn't there?
Yeah, there's actually two standards. The 802.11b, which is the one that is rather ubiquitous, the one that I recommend for small, medium business. It's throughout the nation. It's throughout the world. The other one is 802.11a, which is really the heir apparent to be. It's a higher speed, works in a different frequency, not compatible. There are ways to get it compatible, but that's really for large enterprises who need faster speed and more capacity.
Right.
Then there's one called 802.11g, which has not been ratified by the IEEE, not been certified by Wi-Fi. That will probably happen later on this year. So we leave that on the side now. Mm-hmm. But what's going to happen is eventually companies like IBM will be offering what we call dual technology. We'll be offering a wireless technology that will be A, B, and G all in one card using one antenna. In fact, we offer A, B technology today, and before the year's out, we'll offer A, G technology. But
that's
the bottom line is, need wireless technology today, 802.11b is the
That's the standard right now, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Ron, the other day I was traveling, and my audience knows I've done 12 of the last, prior to this week, 12 or 15 shows on the road, and I was in a business incubator building. I was actually doing my show there. I was doing a keynote speech there that day, and I did my show from there, and unbeknownst to the business incubator executive director, one of his tenants had a hotspot. He actually had a wireless capability in his office like I do now. If you showed up to my office, you could get plug into my wireless router right now. And he had a tenant that had the same thing. He didn't know that.
Right.
So I showed up, popped my IBM ThinkPad T30 open, and looked at it, and lo and behold, I had a good signal from his tenant's system. Now, and that was wonderful. It was a great thing that happened to me. But I did think to myself, am I secure? Talk to us about the security issues.
Right. For where you are and for airports and hotels, you want that scenario. You want to be able to open up your ThinkPad and get connected right away. You want what's called an open system. And I do that all the time when I travel, so I can connect to any public wireless LAN. And to make sure that your system is secure, what you want to do is make sure you have what's called a personal firewall on your system, on your client system, on your ThinkPad or whatever. And make sure you don't have your data is not shareable. You want to turn all sharing off. And once you do that, your system is relatively secure. Nothing is 100% secure, but no casual hacker is going to get in. And as far as me connecting back to IBM through a public network, that's also secure because I can't do that unless I have what's called a virtual private network, a VPN client that's on my system. And what that does, it allows me to connect to a private network, the IBM network, through a public network, the Internet, very securely. It's encryption. It encrypts my data from my notebook all the way through the public wireless LAN back to IBM. So you can make these wireless LANs very, very secure.
Well, for example, I was in another location, and I got a good signal.
Yep.
But I couldn't get online because I didn't have the code to get into their system.
Right. That's what you, if for a small, medium business, my recommendation is when you set up a wireless LAN, you do three things, and this should make your system pretty secure. Each access point has what's called, it's a name, it's a password. So in order to associate with that access point, each client device or user has to have a password. So you put a password in the system. Public wireless LANs won't have a password, so anyone can get in.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can do is call filtering. Every Ethernet device has a unique address. So your PC has a unique address. So anyone that you want to have access to your wireless LAN, you put them on what's called the access table. Now you need a password. You have to be on the access table. And then the third thing that you can do is what's called using encryption, turning encryption on, which means that whenever you communicate with the access point, the data is encrypted, and you have the encryption key for every individual in your organization.
Okay, so if you come to my location and I have it encrypted, I'm protected. If you needed to use my system, my local area network, I would just need to tell you how to get in there.
You would have to give me if you're using a password, you have to give me the password.
Right.
If you're using encryption, you have to give me the encryption key.
Right.
Or if you're using the filtering, the access table, you'd have to put me on the access table. You can use all three of them or one of them. Honestly, all three make it very, very secure. And those three techniques for a small business are very usable. The issue is,
are they expensive? Are they expensive?
No, they're quote unquote free. They come with the system.
Okay.
Right? They are the standards. They are what ships with the system. The issue is that they're not very scalable, and it takes time to do that. But in a small business, that might be just all you need. For large enterprises and thousands of users,
right,
that is not enough. You need something else.
But for small guys, where we've got one or two or four locations, workstations, we take care of it in 30 minutes and it's done.
Absolutely true.
Hang on to that thought, Ron. We're going to come back and wrap up this visit with our good friend, Dr. Ron Sperano, right after these messages. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. Ron Sperano is our guest. He's program director of mobile market development, at IBM's personal computer division, and we're talking about wireless fidelity, wireless computing. And Ron, I got a couple of quick questions. I want to ask you about security, and then I want to ask you about some things that I know IBM's got some cool things going on with regard to wireless that I want you to tell us about, so we can be some things that we can look forward to. When I got my T30, or when anybody gets a computer from with wireless capability, does it already have the security features that we've been talking about?
No, they're turned off. The features are there, but they default off.
Okay.
Which is an issue. So.
Okay. So what do I need to do on my T30 to get those security systems turned off?
What you have to do is, specifically on your T30, you have something that IBM ships called Access Connections, and I'll talk about that a little more. And with that, it's a utility that it's a location manager, and through that, you're able to put in the password for the access point to put the web key in. Now your LAN administrator has to do the same thing for the access point. So the access point has to be has to have the password put in, has to have the access table maintained if you're using one, and also has to have the web key. Normally people do they use the password, and they use the web keys. Then you just put that password and web key on all your clients,
right,
through Access Connect.
And that's what gives us the wireless security.
That will make it very secure. It will stop. It will stop 98% of hacking.
Okay.
When I say that, what I mean by that is the you know, my father taught me a long time ago, locks keep honest people out.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wants to hack in your network or steal your car, they're going to do it no matter
right.
what they have. But you
right.
want to make it hard for them.
You just want to make it where it's not too easy for them, right?
Not too easy. We'll
So if I, anybody who orders, for example, an IBM ThinkPad, they have the capability there. It's just a matter of checking the instructions and finding out, or talking to your network expert about how to turn that system on.
Absolutely true.
Okay.
Absolutely true.
All right. Any other things that you want to talk about with regard to security? Any last things before
yeah.
we get into some of the offerings?
I want the listeners to not be afraid to use wireless LANs. It can be made very secure. I know there's a lot of buzz in the airway saying that it's not secure, but it is. You can make wireless networking as secure as you need it to be.
Well, you know what, though, Ron? Cars aren't secure either, but we still drive them.
And we still drive them.
You know, walking across the street is dangerous, but we still do it.
That's true.
You know, so you have to put everything in perspective. Okay, a couple of minutes left to go. I really want you to tell us about some of the exciting things that IBM's working on these days that's going to make life a little better for us in the future.
Absolutely. In terms of wireless, there are three things that IBM focuses on and which are manifested in our ThinkPads. And they're called ThinkVantage technologies. And what they are, that they address ease of use, they address performance, and, of course, they address security. For ease of use, we ship something called Access Connection. It's a little piece of software. It's a utility. It can easily be downloaded. It works on any ThinkPad. It can be downloaded from the IBM website. And what it does, it enables you with one interface to configure your wired and your wireless network. So if you are moving from building to building, office to office, if you're moving from home to office, going to different airports, you no longer have to go in there and fiddle around, if you will, with your network parameters. You've already set them up one time in Access Connections, and then you just select the profile. If I'm at the airport, I select the airport profile. If I'm at the office, I select the office profile. And, oh, by the way, you can even do it for you automatically. Access Connections is smart enough to know that if you're connected to a wired network, it will connect automatically wired. If you're not connected to a wired network, it will look for a wireless network and connect you automatically. So Access Connections makes it very easy to connect to different types of wired or wireless networks.
Well, and this is the kind of productivity small business owners must have, because
Absolutely.
We've got too many hats to wear, not enough heads to put them on. We need to be able to solve this, get this situation taken care of, and not have to deal with it again. Before we wrap up, though, Ron, for this visit, I want you to make sure you tell us how we can find out about some of these wireless capabilities.
Sure. The easiest way is call IBM. That's 888-IBM-5800. That's 888-IBM-5800, extension SBWeb.
SBWeb, Small Business Web. Also the website, IBM.com/smallbusiness.
Correct. That will get you there, and either of those two avenues will get you more information on IBM wireless.
Ron, great job today. Thank you for being here, and we'll do this again real soon. We got more to talk about.
I look forward to it, Jim.
Dr. Ron Sperano, ladies and gentlemen, with IBM. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.